Kei te whakaronga mai koe ki tō tātou au hurihuri, hei hōtaka e pāniki te pūtaiao, te taiao, mei te kaupapa o te ora. This is Our Changing World with me, Alison Balance, and now we're off to the Hutt Valley near Wellington, where I join students from seven different schools for the Stokes Valley BioBlitz. Diane Christensen is a teacher at Koronui Primary School in Stokes Valley, Lower Hutt. Earlier this year, she became the first primary school teacher to win the Prime Minister's Science Teacher Prize. Diane has been a geologist and a farmer, as well as a teacher. She's passionate about science and encourages her students to be curious about their world, to ask questions and look for their own answers. She recently helped organise a science event that involved about 400 students.
We have our first ever Stokes Valley BioBlitz, and that is where we've got about 80 scientists and specialists who've come to the valley to join with both our kids and seven other schools from around the wider Hutt Valley and the wider Wellington region, and looking to try and discover as many different species, plants, animals in the valley as possible. Our kids are unbelievably excited. They've spent the last 2 weeks starting to organise decorations for the BioBlitz bus, which you will have seen. So, completely decorated bus. The inside of it is supposed to be a rainforest. And there's all sorts of great messages for conservation and looking after Papatūānuku inside the bus. And the kids have been working up to this all year. We've had a really strong focus on science and learning about our environment, so that we're growing kaitiaki at our school, that they know what lives in their valley. If you look up on the bank behind us, you can see the plantings that we've just recently done. And we're going to compare what we find in our local reserve with what we find at school and at other places in the valley, and hopefully do this again in a couple of years so we can see if what we're doing, all the planting we're doing, looking after our stream, trying to build habitats and doing a lot of predator trapping and tracking, if it makes a difference. And so that's the science for us. It's the learning. And science is fun, and so you learn when you have fun. So, yeah, it is important for me.
So the BioBlitz today, it's taking place in a few different locations?
There are five different locations that we're working around. It really is a movable feast, and we're just waiting to see how we go.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to eavesdropping on some of the things that are going on. You've got a nice day for it?
We've got a wonderful day for it, and we're carrying on into the night, and we've got night sessions happening. We're doing moth trapping and learning about all the native moths. We are spotlighting for fish, we're spotlighting for geckos and for weta. We're just going to have fun today.
Hi there, I'm Alison from Radio New Zealand. What are you looking forward to today?
Good weather. The weather forecast is looking good today, so we can put some stuff in the stream, and it's going to be a good day.
What else are you doing apart from the stream today?
We're going to be doing some observation to look at birds and things like that.
Do you like science?
Yeah.
What's your favourite kind of science?
Looking at inventions and things.
What's your name?
Tom.
So do you know what you're up to today?
We're meant to take like photos of every living thing.
So what kind of living things do you think you might see?
Bugs, eels, maybe a few macroinvertebrates or some cool insects.
Cool, and what's your name?
Archie.
You have a good day, Archie. Thank you.
Thanks.
Those students are on their way to the Stokes Valley stream to give native fish a helping hand.
Kia ora, I'm Travis Moody from Greater Wellington Regional Council. Today is fish barrier improvement.
So if we look at the stream, it's actually channelled in a concrete channel and then there's a bit of a weir, a waterfall at the bottom. Is that a problem for fish?
The waterfall is. It's a bit difficult for them to make their way up the waterfall, so we'll install some mussels fat ropes. If there's something solid for them to climb on, they've got nice big pectoral fins and they'll make their way up, climbing up whatever you give them. So, it's just an improvement, really, to what's there already, and hopefully it'll work for them.
My next stop is a local bush reserve.
Great. So that, we're going to, that's another record. We haven't recorded that when we did a night bug catching.
That's beautiful.
Now this, the Caprosma it's on, this is a Caprosma. So this one is called Caprosma robusta because it's a big-leafed Caprosma. Think of robust. I'm strong, I'm robust. So do you want to record Caprosma robusta in Nature Watch? So come and see where Pereri moss have lived.
Pereri
moss. Right, so Pereri moss spend 5 years living in next to the cambium of the tree. And this is a marble leaf tree. It has a little leaf on it, and we've discovered in the reserve Pereri moss particularly like the leaves of like marble leaf trees. So when we were here the other night, in that hole up there, and in the one higher up, we could see the back legs of a wetter. So wetters move in afterwards, clean the house out a bit, and stay in there. And we only found that out the other night because of your bioblitz.
Further up the Stokes Valley stream, up behind the fire station, there's kids in the water with nets, fishing around to see what they can find. There's another group of kids who are searching through the stuff that's been found in the nets, looking for all the different invertebrates that are in there. And there's a group testing water quality.
Hi there.
What have you got going on?
We've been caught in worms and stuff. What's in here? Oh, wait. I got a net and we went over there that we needed to put it in, and we needed
into the
creek, and we needed to move the rocks to caught some insects.
There was a cool name the lady used. I think it was like invertebrates.
And I caught the goodest one out of all of them.
And what was the cool one that we caught, Michael?
Horse.
Heel.
Worm.
Yeah.
It's over here.
Over there. Oh, wow, that's amazing.
And there's a worm.
Just join in.
There's a worm in here.
Yep, there's worms.
I caught one. Can I have the magnifying glass, please?
So which one is it, Michael?
Over here.
So if you have a quick look, on the end it's kind of got like...
Like a tail.
And it looks like there's like... little sharp stuff.
Is it moving quite fast or quite slow?
Quite slow. Yeah.
The head is awesome. Red.
Then it is a horse here.
Worm.
Fantastic.
There's a cricket in here.
I know.
We're testing the water to see if like it's clean.
Yeah, so clean and clear. So this is a water clarity tube. So what we're doing is we're moving the magnet along a 1 meter tube as far as we can go before we can't make out the shape of the magnet, and then that's going to tell us what percentage of water clarity we've got.
It's actually quite heavy.
So you're going to say stop when it gets far enough.
Cut it.
Right. So what we do now is we carefully turn the tube over and we're going to look really closely to see what number it got to. Waretiko. Okay, so that's a really good sign because anything above 75, Fetetiko Marema, means that the water is really clear, and that's one of the indicators that's going to tell us it's a healthy stream.
It's pretty cool.
What else have you been doing?
Learning about fish.
How hot it is.
Yeah, how hot it is and cold.
And is it hot or cold at the moment?
It's cold.
Is that a good thing?
It's cold for the fish.
It's good for the fish. If they're too hot, they'll die.
What's your name?
DJ.
Malaysia.
Josiah.
Diergi.
Blade.
Georgia.
What school do you go to?
Coronary School.
So are you having a good day?
Yes.
Yes. It's cool.
Kia ora, Koronui School, and kia ora to all the students and scientists who took part in the Stokes Valley BioBlitz. And in the 24 hours of the BioBlitz, they recorded 241 observations of 96 different species into the NatureWatch app. A big thanks to Prime Minister's Science Teacher Prize winner Diane Christensen, who organised the BioBlitz and invited me along. Cheers, everyone. I'm Alison Balance, and this Our Changing World podcast first aired on RNZ National on December the 14th, 2017. You can find us on the web at rnz.co.nz/ourchangingworld. We're on Twitter and Facebook as RNZ Science. It's easy to subscribe to our podcasts. We are RNZ Our Changing World on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Radio Public, and the RNZ app. And if you've got a moment, please rate and review us. Thanks heaps. Another podcast you might like is RNZ's Pants on Fire, the Fibber's Guide to Lies, Liars and Lying. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. Mā te wā.